The sun heats our planet, but it also has the ability to knock out satellites with no advanced warning. Until now.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
Bursts of ionized gas from the sun have the power to debilitate satellites and power grids here on Earth. Their arrival has always been hard to predict, but not anymore. Last December, NASA's STEREO spacecraft captured the first images of a coronal mass ejection, or CME. CMEs are clouds of plasma that reflect sunlight and can cause damage when headed towards Earth. Scientists were never sure what they looked like, as they are very faint and easily confused with other material flowing near our planet. By chance, STEREO happened to be snapping images when a CME was on its secret journey towards Earth. After the non-damaging impact, scientists went back and saw the CMEs clearly in STEREO's pictures, giving them the clues they needed to recognize these destructive clouds. Thanks to STEREO, scientists will soon be able to predict a CME's arrival on Earth 24 hours in advance, and that's very good news for all of us. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics.